This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Matter of fact, let's bring it up with our guest, my buddy Bobby Grubbs from the Delaware County Times, who is going to offer us some advice on how not to drive your spouse or your significant other crazy when you are really in quarantine with the people that you love. Bobby, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing good. Que pasa, Ricky? How you doing?
I'm hanging in there, man. Like I said, we're taking this thing one day at a time. I mentioned earlier in the program that I was tested last week, and you know, thankfully the test result was negative. So you know, those that are in my immediate family, I can go back and be with, and you know, 6 feet away, obviously, but I don't have to isolate myself. I was doing it purposely just to make sure until I got my results, but everything is fine. I tested negative, so at least I'm able to interact with immediate members of my family. All right, so
yeah,
Bob,
yeah.
Bob, before you know, we're all sports fanatics, okay? And I get it. All of a sudden, everything's been taken away from us. But if there's one thing that can probably drive a wife crazy, it's the fact that when it's new sports, when it's live sports, sometimes it's bad enough. Why are you watching another game? But now wives have to deal with their husbands or boyfriends watching old games. I think that's even more stressful in relationships. What's your take on this?
Yeah, well, or the movies.
Yes.
Whether it's Amazon Prime or Netflix or whatever. Yeah, I thought I could give you some relationship advice, but when I look at my track record, especially just today, Rick, I mean, I couldn't, somehow you have to just try to give each other some room. And I'm not real good at that, as you know. I'm always bouncing around and some of the stuff that's happening now, I mean, obviously there's unprecedented things, but the latest for us, Rick, I got to tell you this. Like, if you're from Delaware County, if we're Pennsylvania, any out-of-state car with a license plate, and you drive into Delaware and you go to a liquor store, you're going to get stopped by the state police there. You're not allowed in Delaware. They're not doing it to people on the interstate. But the local roads, they put out an order shutting the roads down to motorists. They can stop you, ask you why you're there, and give you a choice of quarantining there 14 days or going home. And obviously you're going to pick going home, but that's how bad it is. I mean, that can you imagine that? I mean, you're driving over, you think you're going to get like a six pack or something, and you pull into the parking lot, there's state police all over. So, I mean, this is beyond weird as far as I'm concerned. I don't even know how a law like that can be constitutional, but they can do it.
Well, I know for a fact that folks, I'm in Florida, and if you fly into any airport in Florida right now from either Kennedy, LaGuardia, or Newark Airport, or the one in Westchester, there's four airports in the that they consider part of the hot spot of New York. When you,
right.
One of my neighbors flew back a couple of days ago, and when you get to the gate at the airport in Newark, for example, which is where he flew out of, When you get to the gate, they actually put you on a bus and take you to a separate building where they check your temperature. They check, you know, they give you basically a doctor's.
Oh, my.
Yeah, a doctor's examination. They check, they make sure that you're immediately healthy, that you're not, you know, you don't have a fever. They ask you why you're going to Florida, where you're going to Florida. Then if you pass that, they bus you back to the gate. You get on the flight, and when you arrive here, then you have to let them know what address you're going to. You have to self-quarantine for 14 days, and they will send, because I watched it happen here 2 days ago, they will send a sheriff's deputy to make sure that within those 14 days, you are still at the address that you signed up for when you first arrived at the airport, for example, here in Orlando. And if you are not there, they will track you down, and it will hit you with a hefty fine of about $500. So,
wow, yeah. And I thought this was an infringement on rights. That's amazing.
Yeah,
but
that's been an order from the governor here. But that's the world we're living in, Bob. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, back to giving your significant other some space. All right. Obviously, you know, if you're isolated at home with a wife and kids, and I've heard this from several friends of mine. You know, the kids are starting to get to me. And it really is a time for self reflection, and you know, for patience. To really come to the forefront of our humanity here, and sometimes it's not as easy as as it's said to be.
Yeah.
Are you getting getting frustrated on me too there? Okay, I thought you were.
No. You know what? That's when it's time to say I'm going for a walk. You know, mm-hmm.
You recommend just having some space. You got to allow the other half of your relationship, if she wants to watch a romantic comedy, even though you can't stand that movie, you've got to, you know, grin and bear it and watch, you know, a movie that, you know, normally you would never even lay an eye on, correct?
Yeah. Or go listen to comedy on Sirius in the car, you know? Hey, that's not, or on my handheld. So,
Hey, or you can listen to Ricky on WIP. How's that, Bobby?
Yeah. Hey, I could do that. Yeah, but you know, I'm ready. I'm prepared for your question. You you know how it is with us and other people in the media and the sports business. We're not used to being around, you know, our girlfriends, our wives,
right?
Family. No. We're not used to being there. So
no.
At first, it's great. After 5 or 6 days. Wow, you know, it's just different, and it's and you know, compounding that is you're really not supposed to go to any stores, everything is closed, and you know that old thing about, you know, the gas is cheaper than it's ever been, but you can't go anywhere really. I mean, you can't touch.
That's true.
I mean, it's just this is the you said it. This is the world we live in. It's really, really strange.
Yeah. Well, we at least today got a glimmer of hope as the president of the United States, regardless of, you know, anyone's opinion on Donald Trump. But he spoke to all the commissioners of all the professional leagues today, of baseball, all basketball, golf, you name it. Everyone was on this conference call. And, Bob, at least the conversation, while we take care of our fellow man and while we hope and pray that as few people – that we lose as few people as possible, obviously, and as few people get this virus and those that get it can come through it and create that antibody and, you know, and fight it off. At least the conversation today at the highest levels was had about when sports can come back and when that time comes, how they're going to go about it.
Yeah, hey, I don't know where all the – his information is coming from, and I'm not knocking him or anything, but I still think that a lot of this is these statistics and the illnesses, and I think it's just we're working on just theory still right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I hope it. You know, he's right. I hope that the projections are optimistic, But, you know, starting, you know, later this month, Ricky, the NFL is going to go ahead with that draft. This is going to be a bizarre draft. I don't even think there's going to be media. I mean, if there's not, if all the NFL executives, if they're going to be working from home or remotely, how are they going, you know, how is the media going to be, do anything other than a conference call? So, I mean, this is going to be, this is a real challenge, you know, trying to report what's going on when you don't have, when you have almost zero access.
We spoke to Dave Spadaro earlier in the program, and the Eagles, according to him, are formulating the way that they're going to have. Because remember, you can't have, you know, usually the war rooms, Bob, as you know, the draft war room is you know, 15, 20 guys deep. And
yeah,
obviously
people pounding the table, right?
Yeah. And you can't have gatherings of more than 10. And I don't think it would be recommended to have, you know, more than five or six. Who knows? You know, each individual organization, how they're going to go about this. But you have to have your general manager together with your head of college scouting, I'm assuming, and your cap guy have to be in the room.
Right. Yeah.
What are the, which ones are the other, you know, necessary pieces? I mean, the owner can be at home, I'm assuming. You know, they could always just call him and say, we're going to take, you know, we want to take this guy, depending on what organization needs approval from the owner. But, you know, right. let's look at the Dallas Cowboy war room, which is probably, you know, they could probably social distance themselves the easiest of anyone that I know, because Jerry takes up three hats right there, you know. Jerry's the GM. He's the head of scouting. He's the owner. He's the cap guy. So Jerry really counts for about four guys.
Yeah. Hey, who is in that room with Howie? That's going to be, I'd love to know that for sure. And, but mm-hmm. you know, how do you even verify that? I mean, but, that'll be pretty interesting, because it's not exactly come to light, but you know, the coaching staff, they didn't even bother. They didn't have them do a whole lot of scouting this year, and then they called them back when the coronavirus situation it got a little more severe. So I don't, would he be in the, would the coach be there with Howie? I don't think so. I think and that's not a knock on him, but I don't think that I think it's going to be tough for people to make trades, too, in this environment. You know, hook it up to get everybody. They'll have an idea of what they want to give up and who they might move up or move back for. But I think you'll see less trades. But, yeah, who's going to be in those rooms is going to be one of the interesting questions, you know. And I, you know, you can't just say that this guy has – completely, or his role has diminished because of this, but it's always what the teams do. It's not what they say. So, and oh, by the way, you know, the Eagles have been talking about the off season they had. They feel pretty good about it. And really, when you look at some of those guys, Rick, it's hard not to feel good. I mean, they definitely have upgraded in a division where you have other teams like the Cowboys that have lost as many guys as they brought in. And you have the Redskins that are kind of floundering around. And you got three new head coaches, Rick. So
yeah.
This is going to be this offseason, as I alluded to before, this is going to be a real challenge. And how the Eagles deal with it is going to define them in the offseason, including the draft, and the lack of – it sure looks like it's going to be a lack of offseason work to get together. You might maybe get a couple of weeks of training camp, maybe a training camp, a preseason game. The way that the Eagles deal with this, the way other teams deal with this, is going to define them.
And this is going to be a year where what happens here, the organization that is best prepared to deal with this, Bob, may have a leg up in the division or in a conference, you know, for the next couple of years. This particular draft, the organization that can best maneuver the difficulty of this particular draft is going to feel the effects for years to come.
Absolutely. And, you know, this is I've always thought that teams, for all the resources they pump into the draft and all the interviews they do, I've always thought that they overthink this whole thing, you know. Mm-hmm. And that has led to mistakes, the overthinking. Now, you know, there, it depends on what you believe. There's complaints that there's not enough time, that some of the GMs want to move the draft back. The commissioner doesn't want to do that. Simplifying this could help in that respect. You know, less information, you know, the less you know, maybe the – I mean, that might help a little bit. But,
yeah, this could be a less is more scenario.
Yeah, but, you know, absolutely. This is huge. Everybody is up against the same thing. You know, no one's going to have an off season.
No one's
going to have the extra time to get ready for the draft.
So
it's going to be in a level playing field, so to speak. But, you know, level, I mean, can you imagine what someone like Belichick, how he's going to attack this thing? You know, look at his draft when this thing is over, and that'll be probably a textbook. You could probably write a thesis about how to address these types of situations. But, you know, big challenge for the Eagles, and they made some changes to the coaching staff. They made changes in the front office, and this is huge for them, this draft.
It's going to be interesting, Bobby. We'll check in with you as we get closer to April the 23rd, my friend, and give some distance to your significant other. Will you? You're going to drive her nuts.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Hey, Rick, one thing.
Yes.
Real quick.
Yes.
My favorite. You want my
Your comedian. Give me your comedians. Yeah.
I got to give you this. Okay. My all-time favorite, he's passed away, Rodney Dangerfield. And Henny Youngman's right there, too. The
Youngman.
Same type of humor.
Yeah. Rickles. Yeah. You got to put Rickles in that group, too.
I do. But he's more of that celebrity roast thing. And then I like a guy I really like is George Lopez. He's hilarious. Yeah. It's kind of new age humor. And Joan Rivers just used to kill everybody.
Yeah, well, she's the queen. She's the queen of the original of the great female comedians. Joan Rivers is the absolute queen.
Didn't matter who you were. All right, no, great talking to you, Rick.
Bobby, thank you very much for a couple minutes.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.